And Dawilawan from the CFNR Newsroom, I'm Sabrina Spencer. The New Hulk Nation is speaking out after learning that Skeena Bulkley Valley MP Ellis Ross planned to visit the Bella Coola Rod and Gun Club following a tragic grizzly bear attack in their community. Chief Counselor Samuel Schooner described the move as shocking and deeply disheartening, noting that the nation had not been contacted directly by the MP despite the severity of the incident. CFNR spoke with Chief Schooner about the nation's expectations and the importance of respecting Indigenous sovereignty in federal community relations.
Elected Chief Counselor of the New Hulk Nation.
Can you briefly describe the New Hulk Nation's initial reaction to MP Ellis Ross planning to visit Bella Coola Rod and Gun Club?
Well, it's shocking, you know, that the way we found out, I mean, and it was on social media, you know, and we didn't even know that he was coming. And then after the grizzly bear attacks, never heard nothing from him. We heard from everybody from the province. You know, like even the premier had reached out, and Tamara Davidson, she has been nothing short of amazing. You know, all the ministers, health ministers, education minister, you know, they all reached out, but not our MP, not our MP. He didn't reach out. And it was so shocking that he decided that he was going to meet with the Rod and Gun Club about bear issues, you know, and not the nation. I'm just shocked and really disheartened.
And MP Ross said that he tried to reach out via emails and phone calls. Can you clarify whether the nation received these communications and what the response process would have been?
We've had everybody look. And, you know, that's not an excuse. He has my cell number. I even reached out to him. I got it in my text messages that I reached out. I text him, "Hey, stranger." That's what I text him. And no response. So, yeah, that's not acceptable. You know, he has my cell number. He knows how to get a hold of me directly. Yeah, not accepting it.
How does the nation prefer dialogue or consultations to happen with elected officials?
Well, you know, after this, we're going to have to develop a protocol on how they come in. You know, that definitely want to be prioritized. You know, it's our nation. It's our territory. And it should be coming there to meet with us first. You know, we're the first people. It's not much to ask. I don't believe so. I think it's their responsibility, right? It shouldn't be a choice, you know, it should be a priority.
And how do actions like this affect trust and relationships between the New Hulk Nation and the federal government?
Oh, it definitely is going to have some, you know, lasting impact. We've never, ever run into these kind of issues with, you know, Nathan Cullen or Taylor Backrack or Jennifer Rice, you know, they're reaching out to us, you know, right away. You know, if there's any kind of crisis or if there's anything that we need, they're always reaching out to us. On the other hand, Ross has never sent me anything. You know, just recently, his assistant had sent some stuff, and then finally did get an email from him, and it wasn't, you know, anything to do about the bear attack. You know, it's just insisting that he's still coming to meet with the Rod and Gun Club.
And beyond this specific incident, what message do you want federal representatives and the public to understand about respecting Indigenous sovereignty and community priorities?
You know, I think just reaching out to us, you know, that means a lot. You know, like, reach out to us and make an effort to reach out to us, you know, and we're not difficult to deal with. And we're all about building relationships. That's what I've been talking with council about quite a bit. Yeah, you know, we have to build relationships. And we were really successful in doing that with the provincial government. You know, and Ellis is supposed to be our key to connection with the federal government. He's our MP. It's hard to do this work. I was hoping that it would be different, you know, that he would reach out to us, that he's willing to work with us. But you know, at this point, I'm hoping that he would, you know, that he would turn around and that he would, you know, come to the community, but also that he should be ready to apologize. You know, that's the reality of what has happened. And I think that should be an acceptable expectation, you know, after all we went through as a community, but not just the community, but the victims too.
And what would respectful and constructive approach from MP Ross look like at this point?
Well, I think he should host some kind of, you know, a ceremony, maybe a dinner for all his constituents in Bella Coola, hosted at our hall, you know, where we can have just questions for him, like stand up in front of the people and, you know, let them ask him the questions if he's willing to do something like that.
Is there anything else you would like to share or add at all today?
Yeah, I really want to, you know, reiterate that that he doesn't speak for us. He doesn't speak for the New Folk. You know, and the other thing with the tanker ban, like he stood up with, you know, the party and, you know, that has not our voice on it at all. So he's not representing me. He's not representing my people. He's not speaking for us. He's speaking for himself. I'm sure if you asked a lot of other chiefs and leaders in their respective nations that probably have similar results as mine. Like he's not speaking for us.
Chief Counselor Schooner emphasized that the New Hulk Nation seeks a direct apology from MP Ross and a chance to engage with him on their own terms. The nation calls for proper communication and recognition of their leadership and priorities before any outside meetings take place. For CFNR News, I'm Sabrina Spencer.